Good morning. I hope you've just listened to the last episode because you'd have literally just heard me turn off and I'm back. What's up? I've walked about 2 meters since I was last talking to you guys. How you guys doing, man? We had a good sleep last night. It was glorious. You slept in. The new little schedule, which is nice. So just in case you didn't listen to the last podcast, which I literally just finished a second ago, we have cracked down on some maths and figured that actually the speed that we were going, which was kind of like a 25 mile average, though it felt good and we had already slowed down and we were resting and it was real nice and we were on a bit of a roll, that was actually going to bring us to Canada probably about a day earlier than we actually really wanted to. So with the beck and call of quite a few of our trail friends.
Oh, damn,
did you hear that, guys? We would have gotten to Canada on Friday the 13th. Bad day, that's a bad day, don't do it. Yeah, with the, like, basically everyone on the trail, well, not everyone, but like William and Audrey, or sorry, I should call them Cornflake and Milkshake, and Prometheus and Not a Miner were like, oh, guys, just, you know, just slow down a little bit. How about you, like, get into town on the same day we do, blah, 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 blah. And we're not necessarily doing that because it doesn't quite work out for the schedule we want. We want to finish in Canada on the 14th or 15th. But in order to do that, we are going to slow down a little bit more. So probably an average of about 23 miles a day instead of 25 miles a day, meaning that we can take a few more breaks. We get to rest a lot more. We get to sleep in. We get to camp early. It's just going to be nice. So today's the first day of that. It also comes at a really good time because we're about to enter one of the most beautiful areas on the PCT. The Goat Rocks Wilderness. I'm not sure if we're entering that today, but maybe tomorrow. But we're sort of like entering the area of its influence, I suppose. And basically it just means like we're going to be probably climbing quite high peaks, but entering to these beautiful views and vistas and mountains and meadows and stuff like that. So it's going to be nice. We're going to be stepping out from the green tunnel and we're looking forward to that. So today is us heading on that new schedule through the woods towards Goat Rocks Wilderness.
Up the hill.
And yeah, starting off with a pretty long hill, but not that steep, so that's quite nice. And yeah, Prometheus and Not a Miner are just behind us. Well, they're going to leave in a bit, but we are, essentially, Molly and I are going to hit this point where they're going to camp tonight, but we're probably going to hit it earlier in the day and hang around for a bit, so maybe we'll catch them later, but I'm not too sure. Prometheus has an injured foot at the moment, so yeah, slowing them up a little bit, but I don't think they really mind. They're actually fully embracing it.
Yeah.
And let's see what today throws at us today. I think it's going to be a really beautiful one. I'm hoping for some lovely meadows. I've already got one of those, have I?
Yeah.
That's cute. We've been strolling through this burn area now for maybe about an hour or so. It's just beautiful. I'm not sure when the fire happened, but there's still some trees living among all the skeletons of their burnt friends, I guess. And a meadow is kind of recovering around them. Plumes of grass and herb and shrub, purple and pink flowers darting about everywhere. Wheat-like grass is sticking up, making it kind of like a golden green tinge. Huckleberry bushes dominated down low, but now I can't see any. And it's just all of this diversity. It's really beautiful. We're kind of skirting around now the base of Mount Adams, which suddenly it's just standing right there with its huge leftover slabs of ice and snow on its slopes. Apparently it still has glaciers coming down its northern face too, which are there year round. But currently we're kind of skirting around its southern side. To our west, there was a barren mountain, which I hadn't seen before, so I'm not too sure what that is. But a barren, broad, peaked mountain. Kind of similar to Mount Adams. That's how Mount Adams is. It's very broad. It's not it's not peaks, it's kind of, it's got several, I suppose, what you would call summits, but either shoulder of the mountain are really broad and gradually sloped down to these forests here, and the top, the summit point, is kind of like this large long ridge line. To the south we can still see Mount Hood, but it's starting to dwindle a little bit now. In the haze of the horizon it kind of disappears. This is just very beautiful. I think we've just now turned to our west. I think we're going to be skirting around the west side now of Mount Adams until we are, sure enough, past it. And it's nice and open. Sky is bright blue, not a cloud. It's not warm though. It's there's a chill in the air, which is quite nice. And this hill that we've been walking up that we're still, I think, ascending, it's been so gradual. It's just enough to break a sweat, but you can just keep on going. We've come across some really beautiful campsites as well. People just waking up in the meadows alongside scree slopes. Really, really stunning. We are certainly now around the north side of Mount Adams. And yeah, the chap was right, Dennis was right. Big old glaciers on this side. I kind of, when he said that, I kind of pictured just like areas of snowfall that never sort of like catch the sun enough to melt. But no, he's completely right. There is a massive glacier cutting its way down the central body of the mountain, of Mount Adams. And we've just like walked through like a little valley area where perhaps that glacier once ran all the way down here, cutting its way through the forest. But it's a gnarly glacier, deep blue of thick ice.
Really steep.
It's super steep. It's like cracks all over the place. There's like at the base of it, all of this, I guess, crumpled rocky dust just piled up. And it almost has layers on the way down, doesn't it? Almost like steps, but backwards. Just these ledges sticking out of thick ice, cracked all over the place. It's beautiful.
Really cool.
Yeah.
We're having a great day beauty-wise.
It's just stunning, isn't it? It's so much more open. And there's... So I said about that, like, snowless mountain structure to our west. Well, about northwest of us now is a proper domed mountain. Again, covered in snow and potential glacier, I guess. We're trying to figure out what it is. We don't really know what it is.
I think it's Mount Rainier.
Could be Mount Rainier.
You're meant to be able to see Mount Rainier. And also, even if it is a bit big, we'd be able to see it in the distance. Because it's a big mountain.
Yeah, I just don't know anything about the structure of it. Like, we asked one guy and he said he doesn't think it doesn't look like Mount Rainier. And it's kind of funny because you can just like look at a mountain and be like, oh no, that's not Shasta, for example. It's not peaky enough. Like, if you know the shape of a mountain, you can really identify them. But I just have no idea. But it is a proper...
It's like a noticeable mountain.
It must be significant.
I'm not sure. Hilly here.
It is, yeah. Like, all around us, instead of just, like, the forest-clad ridge lines that we've been seeing in southern Washington. Well, I guess we're probably still in southern Washington. But it's now more, like, craggly, sort of barren peaked ridge lines all over the place. Like, with the little bald spots of rock fall or... all sorts of meadows, and we're quite high up, so nothing looks particularly massive besides these singular mountains just cropping up. I suppose I could call them volcanoes, like many of them probably are volcanoes. It is about 3:40 now. We had lunch just at the base of Mount Adams, which was nice. We had a beautiful view of that glacier that we were talking about. It's like size and immensity was just hanging there, and it was awesome to just sit there for a bit. And we had confirmation that that domed peak that we were seeing to our north was indeed Mount Rainier. So Molly was right. Absolute star. And then he also said that the kind of broad snowless one that we were seeing to our west was probably Mount St. Helens, and that it was looking that way because of when it blew 30 years ago, which I think was probably the most recent eruption in America, I'm sure, 30 years ago, something like that. So yeah, that was pretty cool. See Mount St. Helens now. I remember doing it as a case study in A-level, so that's nice. I now know I've seen it. And then since lunch, we've kind of been walking along the ridgeline for a bit. It was quite open. We had these beautiful views of all the ridgelines around us and Mount Adams slowly going off into the distance behind us, and Rainier coming closer and closer. And we've been descending down through this forest now for a little bit of time. But we just hit a crossroad section. Molly's just checking now which way we're going. Straight down. Cool. So I think we're descending down for like an elevation loss of about 1,500 or so. And I'm not too sure whereabouts in comparison to this descent we're camping. Whereabouts are we now, my love?
We are at mile 2247.5.
Okay, so we've done about 17-ish.
Yeah, the bottom of the hill is at 250, so 3 miles away.
Okay.
And the campsite is then like, yeah, 225, what did I say? I can't remember.
You said 2250 at the bottom?
Yeah, so then it's 4 miles from that.
4 miles from there, cool. Cool, cool.
Got like 7 miles or so left.
Yeah, that's not bad. Nice. We've also been coming across a lot of peakers. They do these high pitch shrills, and they're like, I mean, many of you probably know, but they're the inspiration of Pikachu, and they are super, super cute. I mean, we've been seeing them for a while, but today Molly saw one carrying a load of like bush in its mouth, and then it freaked out when it saw Molly and dropped it, and it was really cute apparently. So 7 miles to go, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too shabby whatsoever. I might have my meat bar. My meat bar! It's looking right at you.
It looks like it's about to launch itself. And meow! Meow! Do it again. Meow! Oh.
Oh!
What is that?
The squirrel's not happy we're here.
What?
Yeah, that's it. Just eat your pancake.
Yeah, just eat it. Have your Snickers.
Yeah.
Just angrily eating its pinecone. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's muddy. Gushing.
Muddy as well.
It is very muddy, yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
This isn't the one that's meant to be super clear,
is
it?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Right, so we've actually made it to camp. Now I'm walking currently, but that's because I'm trying to get to this little stream just down here to collect some water for some dinner. Oh, it's a nice little stream, this. Lovely, perfect little flow. So yeah, today has come to an end, I guess. We've moved on, so we went down, we went into like this, like, essentially it's a lava field area, but it's not a lava field like around the Three Sisters was. It's very much, instead of like a devastated land of red and black igneous rock everywhere, it's very much piles of these black lava volcanic rock structures, kind of just big piles of them alongside this kind of dense yet kind of small forest that we've been walking through for quite some time. From last time we spoke to you, we descended down and we crossed over a couple of rivers, a few of which were like clear as anything, and then a couple of others were muddy as anything too. This one's beautifully clear. It's just around the corner from where we're camping tonight. There's quite a few people there, quite a few southbounders, I think. Maybe section hikers or northbounders that we've caught up with. And we struggled to actually find a little space for ourselves, but we managed to find like a little spot. It's kind of lumpy and bumpy, and Molly's energy has just plummeted towards the end of this day. So I've left her there to set up tent, set up bed, whilst I collect us some dinner water, and she's going to eat some snacks. Hopefully when I get back, she'll be in a better mood. But today has been so, so beautiful. From the start, it was just stunning, like walking up that big, long, gradual hill up towards the base of Mount Adams, around its southern side, west side, seeing Mount St. Helens and Mount Rainier there on the horizon, round to the north side of Mount Adams, seeing that huge glacier that was flowing down its northern side, beautiful, deep blue ice cracked among the rock, and it was just so, so lovely. And then from there, meandering around kind of on this ridge line, up and down in open spaces with views of all the rocky ridge lines around us, Mount Rainier getting closer, Mount Adams descending towards the horizon. And then from there, yeah, descending down towards the lava fields and eventually to where we are now. So hopefully we'll get some good sleep tonight, fingers crossed, but first of all it's dinner time. Got to cook up some ramen bomb. This is quite nice. Oh, it's quite nice just sitting in here whilst you're doing that. Oh, good. So we've had dinner and we're just settling down to have our little kip for the night. So I think tomorrow we're entering Goat Rocks Wilderness, which is going to be awesome. Super, super stoked on that. Today has been such a beautiful day. It's been such a nice, like, breath of fresh air to kind of enter into, like, this more open landscape with volcanoes and lava fields and glaciers. That was such a big surprise. But yeah, we ended the day pretty damn tired. Food was an absolute blessing to get that bit of energy in us. But we managed to actually pick up some more snacks from some hikers today, because we helped them out with something, so they gave us some chocolate bars and whatnot, which means tomorrow we have surplus chocolate bars for our day, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so we're sleeping out in this meadow. Hopefully it's not going to be too condensation-y, but I'm sure it will be. That's why we're putting on the fly, basically. Not because it looks like it's going to rain. It's actually quite a clear night, but we're just worried that we're going to wake up and it's going to be a bit damp out and about with condensation. So precaution. But yeah, this is a really nice meadow, and there's like quite a few hikers here from all sorts of directions and backgrounds and stuff, and it's quite nice to be in a bit of a hubbub again, I guess. But not anyone here that we know. Most people, I suppose, stayed in Trout Lake yesterday, and therefore have probably stopped off a little bit before reaching here. So it seems like we're a little bit ahead of our little northbound bubble. Oh, itchy. But yeah, just gonna finish the day off with a little chit chat in our tent. Then we'll tuck up. It's nice and early. What's the time? Yeah, it's just 6:15. Quarter past 8. So yeah, plenty of sleep tonight. And tomorrow will hopefully bring us some more stunning views of mountains, getting close to Mount Rainier, and up into the Goat Rocks Wilderness. It's exciting. Anyway, we can head off to sleep now. Guten Tag, bonne nuit, and have a good sleep. And catch you in the next episode.